Mark chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. One day, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law arrived from Jerusalem to see Jesus. They noticed that some of his disciples had failed to follow the Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. Is tithing a ritual for you? Part 4 of 4. Hypocritically performing rote rituals, professing belief, calling oneself a member of a religion without attempting to follow the holy prescriptions, participating in church with the social country club fervor, these can all be an evasion of our holy duty. They can be yet another form of idolatry whenever practicing the religion becomes its own endpoint. We need to be wary of yielding to the temptation of turning our holy rituals into rote routines without meaning. This week we conclude our series on, is tithing a routine, a rule, or a ritual, by focusing on, is tithing a ritual? You might remember we defined a ritual as a routine with a meaning and purpose. Some studies have shown that the more rituals a family has, the fewer behavior problems there are among the children. Rituals such as family meals were linked to higher academic achievement. God established spiritual rituals such as baptism, the Lord's Supper, marriage, and stewardship. The rituals are God-ordained and play a significant role in our lives by pointing us back to Him. In our scripture, Mark records an encounter with the Pharisee. They accused Jesus of not following the Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. Jesus pointed out that the problem with the ritual was that it was their ritual and not God's. These religious leaders had added hundreds of religious rules and traditions to God's laws over the centuries and had made them equal to God's law. Jesus pointed out that the Pharisees' made-up rules do not trump God's laws. In fact, any ritual we follow or create should first be compared to and subordinated to the Bible. Secondarily, the ritual should help us remember the holiness of God or understand God's laws better. We must keep in mind that a ritual becomes mere entertainment if the holiness is removed. Thomas Merton, a writer in the 50s and 60s, said, "Without love, giving an offering or almsgiving is no more important in action than brushing our hair or washing our hands." And the Pharisees had just as elaborate a ritual for doing these things as they had for giving offerings. Because all these things were prescribed by law and had to be done so. But love does not give money, it gives itself. If it gives itself first and a lot of money too, that is all the better. But first, it must sacrifice itself. While reflecting on this quote, let us wrap up our study of if tithing or free will offering, a rule, a routine, or a ritual. I propose that it is a rule, the God-prescribed rule, that is, that we can and should give of our free will offering out of love. I propose it's a routine because it's a personal worship experience between God and the believer. God does not want us to routinely, robotically, and mindlessly following His precepts. We are to keep His heavenly intent intact as we follow Him and give of our time, talent, and treasure. It's a ritual because it allows the corporate body of the church to come together and worship in one accord. God has shown us that we need to separate the legalism of giving from the gift so that we could give out of love and not requirement. Corporately, giving our tithes and offering is not entertainment. It is worship. Questions. 1. Discover. A. Do I approach any of God's ordinances as a robotic ritual? If so, pray and seek to make sure you understand the meaning and significance of each ritual. B. Did your parents institute any meaningful rituals about money that you have passed on to your family, or have started any with your own family? Please share examples so others can learn and be inspired. 2. Develop. A. What is your attitude and approach to the ritual of offering time? Is it a time of worship you look forward to, or do you just robotically follow the process without thought? B. What can you personally do to make the offering time more of a time of personal devotion? 3. Demonstrate. In your family, when it comes to stewardship, Do you lead from the front by setting a good example, or do you lead in words only by directing what should be done, but do not always do it yourself? B. Has this study challenged or enhanced your understanding of the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures about tithes and offerings? Has it changed your approach? Please share in the comment box below. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to Raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.